Our reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I, then, drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the reign of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger attacks and overcomes him, that one takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions, searching for rest, but finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that one is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Interesting. The demon being driven out today causes one to be mute. The man healed now can speak. The reign of God has come upon him, upon those with him and around him. This person is no longer voiceless, no longer silent, because the finger of God touched him. The finger of God reached in, dragging the demon out of his throat, clearing the way, transforming an oppressive silence into whisper, utterances, syllables, phrases, poetry, song, and laughter. One might imagine, with the demon of voicelessness gone, this man is finally able to groan aloud the agony and grief of being mistrusted, ignored, shunned for so long. One wonders, what does someone say? What does a person speak when the finger of God heals their voicelessness? When God unlocks the lips of fear and hesitancy and self-consciousness, what do we have the courage to speak? We know when such a demon is tossed out, the reign of God is here. The reign of God is here when persons of grace and courage speak truth rather than remain silent. When they, even as we know there will be ramifications, say the loving and forgiving words of peace. This demon cannot keep those healed by the finger of God, the mercy of God, from naming truth to power. This demon cannot silence the cry for justice, the demand for equity from those who are oppressed, from those who are pushed to the margins of society. Yet, vigilant we must be, for this demon who takes our voice, who cajoles us to look the other way, to not get involved, this demon is roaming along with seven others. Tossed out by the finger of God, this unsatisfied, unclean spirit seeks a new home, a new conscience to muddy, to compromise, to convince, to mind one's own business. This demon, this unclean spirit, hungrily hunts for the preoccupied soul to grab its tongue and mute it from speaking truth, the truth of dignity for all peoples, the truth of those who are hungry, those who are abandoned and alone, the truth of those being trafficked for cheap labor. But our vigilance to the Word made flesh keeps us full. And this demon will continue to be disappointed time and again as each time he and his seven arrive again and they find us full, full of the hunger for truth, full of the conviction that the reign of God is here now, full of the courage that comes from listening to the cries of the poor and the suffering of those disenfranchised by power of any kind. We are not a house divided. We are one in the one who loves us, the one who calls us into life. You cannot tie our tongues. As Paul preaches, there are many parts, yet one body. The universe consists of many parts, yet all that is remains connected at the most fundamental levels. Living within this paradigm shift from separation to the connectedness at the root of our being makes everyone family. All of us, breathing beings, all that give life, from the air to the trees to the rocks, the soil, the stars, yes, to each of us, woman, man, child. We are one with one another in the one who is light and life and love, our brother, Jesus Christ, who is the reign of God. We are one with both the 47% and the 53%. We are not a house divided. The finger of God has tossed out the unclean spirit who would convince us to remain silent in the face of evil, to remain silent as any of the least of these would suffer. Move on, demon. This house is full. Full of the reign of God here and now. Amen.